Revi. Ba'isahi, at that time, Omar Hashem Elai, Hashem said to me, Pisol lecha, form for yourself, Shnei luchais avonim, two stone tablets, Karishonim, like the first ones, Va'alei Elai hahora, and come up with these luchais to me on Har Sinai, Va'osisa lecha aroin eitz, and make for yourself an aroin of wood in order to place these luchais inside of it. Ve'echtav al luchais, and I will write on the luchais, es hadivarim asher hoyu al luchais harishonim asher shibarta, the same wording that was on the first luchais that you broke, v'samtom ba'oroin, and these new luchais you will place in the oroin that you made. Va'as aroin atzei shitim, and I made an oroin of cedar wood, v'efsol shnei luchais avanim karishonim, and I formed two new luchais of stone like the first ones, Va'al ha'horo, and then I went up on Har Sinai, u'shnei ha'luchais biyadi, with these two luchais in my hand. Va'yichtav al ha'luchais, and Hashem wrote on the luchais, kamichtav ha'rishon, like the first writing, es aseres ha'dvarim, the aseres ha'dibrois, asher dibra Hashem aleichem b'hor mitoicho esh b'yom ha'kohol, that Hashem said in the mountain, from the midst of the fire on the day of the gathering, va'yitneim Hashem elai, and Hashem gave these luchais to me with the new writing on it. Va'ifen, and I turned, va'ere minahor, and I went down from the mountain. Va'osim es haluchais, and I placed these new luchais, ba'orein asher osisi, in the orein that I made, va'yihi yusham, and they were there, ka'asher tzivani Hashem, like Hashem had commanded me. And Rashi is bothered by a contradiction in the psukim, because in Pasuk Aleph, Hashem said that Moshe should make the luchais first, then go up to the mountain, and after coming down from the mountain, he should make the orein. Like the Pasuk says, Psol lecha shnei luchais avonim, first form two luchais of stone, and then va'alei elai ha'hora, go up to Har Sinai, and then afterwards, after you come down, ve'osisa lecha aron eitz, make for yourself an aron of wood. However, Moshe in Pasuk Gimel did differently. He first made the aron and luchais, and then he went up to Har Sinai. As the Pasuk says, va'as aron atzei shitim, I made an aron of atzei shitim, and then Vo'efsol Shnei Luchas Avonim, I formed the two Luchas. Va'al Hahora, and then I went up to the mountain. So we see that Moshe made the Aroin before he went up to the mountain, not like Hashem said in Pasuk Aleph. Why did Moshe do differently than the Tzivoy of Hashem? And Rashi answers that Moshe reasoned that Hashem could not have been telling him to make the Aroin after coming down from the mountain. Because if that was so, when he comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchas, he will not have a place to put the luchais, since the Oren wasn't ready yet. Therefore, it must be that Hashem wanted him to make the Oren before going up to Har Sinai. And that is why it says in Pasuk Gimel that he made the Oren and the luchais, and then went up to Har Sinai. So the question arises, why did Hashem mention the luchais first and then the Oren in Pasuk Aleph, if he really wanted Moshe to make the Oren first and then the luchais? Maral explains, because the luchais were of primary importance, and the Oren was just a place to store the luchais. Hashem therefore mentioned the more important luchais first, before the less important Oren. And we must understand, if Moshe's main objective was to make sure that the Oren was made before he went up to Har Sinai, this way when he came down he will have a place to put the luchais, why did he have to make the Oren first and then the luchais? Why couldn't he make the luchais first and then the Oren, as long as both of them were made before he went up to Har Sinai? And this way, what he would be doing would be closer to what Hashem told him in Pasuk Aleph, because he would keep the order of making the luchais first and then the Oren, but he would just make sure that this would be done before he goes up to the mountain and not afterwards. V'ayin b'sefer ayelas ha'shachar, from Rabbi Shtaiman, who asked this ha'orah. And Shitas Rashi in these psukim is as follows. Rashi holds that on Chof Tes Be'ov, on the 29th day of Ov, Moshe made a wooden Oren. He immediately placed the broken luchais inside this Oren. When Moshe came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur with the new luchais, he placed them also in this wooden box that he made. And both the new luchais and the broken luchais remained in this box that Moshe made until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was erected. At that time, Moshe took the second luchais out of his box and placed it in the Oren which Bezalel made in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that was the way it remained. The second luchais in the Oren of Bezalel, and the broken luchais in the Oren that Moshe made. And it was the Oren of Moshe with the broken luchais inside that went out to war together with Klal Yisrael. However, Ramban argues and says that both Aroinos were never used simultaneously. Until the Mishkan was built, Both the whole Luchos and the broken ones were kept in the Aron of Moshe. However, after the Mishkan was built, both sets were transferred to the Aron of Bezalel, and the wooden Aron of Moshe was hidden forever. And both according to Rashi and the Ramban, the Pshat in Pasuk Hei is as follows. Va'osem es ha-luchos ba'oron asher asisi, and I placed the second luchos in the Aron that I made, Vayu Sham, and they were there. What is Pshat in Vayu Sham? They remained there until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe took out these luchos and placed it in the Aron that Bezalel made. According to Rashi, it was only these luchos and the broken luchos remained in the Aron of Moshe. And according to the Ramban, it was both these luchos and the broken luchos that were taken out of the Aron of Moshe and placed in the Aron of Bezalel. What we must understand now is that in Pasuk Hei, the Pasuk says that Moshe came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shniyos. How was Moshe able to carry the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur from the mountain to Klal Yisrael? The mountain is considered a Rishus HaYochid, and Klal Yisrael, who numbered over 600,000, were considered a Rishus HaRabim. So Moshe was actually carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim on Yom Kippur. How was he able to do that? Some Mefarshim answer that the luchos were not actually being carried by Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather they were floating by themselves, similar to what is said about the Aron, Sheha'aron noiseyes noisav. The Aron carried the ones that carried it. The Levium did not carry the Aron, but rather the Aron carried the Levium. And since the Kedushas Ha'aron came from the luchos, so it was the luchos that were carrying themselves, not Moshe carrying the luchos, and therefore there was no Isser of Hoitzah. The Ragachover in Sefer Safnas Paneach answers differently. He says that Moshe left the luchos on the mountain until after Yom Kippur. He did not carry them off the mountain on Yom Kippur. His raya is because by the first luchos, the Pasuk says earlier in Perik Tes, Pasuk Tesvav, Va'efen va'eri min ha'ar, I turned and I came down from the mountain, Ushnei luchos habris ashtei yodai, with the two luchos in my hand. However, over here, in Pasuk Hei, by the luchos shniyos, it says, Va'efen va'ered min ha'or, I turned and I came down from the mountain, and it does not say that the luchos were in Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. So we see that Moshe left the luchos on the mountain on Yom Kippur because of the Isser of Hoitza'ah. And the Pasuk continues, Uvnei Yisrael nosu mi be'erois b'nei Yakon, and Klal Yisrael traveled from be'erois b'nei Yakon, Moisera to Moisera. Shom Mesa Harin, over there in Moisera, Aaron died, Vayikarvisham, and he was buried there, Vayichahin Elozer benoy Tachtov, and Elozer his son became Koyin after him. Misham Nasu Hagudgoida, from there they traveled to Gudgoid, Umin Hagudgoida Yadvasa, and from Gudgoid to Yadvasa, Eres Nachle Moyim, which was a land with brooks of water. And Rashi is bothered by three questions on these psukim. First of all, Ma Inyan Zelikan, what is this topic doing over here? Until now we were talking about the Egel and the broken luchos, which all took place in the first year that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Why are we jumping now to the Misa of Aharon, which took place almost 40 years later, in the 40th year that they went out of Mitzrayim? Secondly, the Pasuk over here says that Klal Yisrael traveled from Be'eroiz B'nei Yakon to Moisera. However, in Parshas Maaseh, the Pasuk clearly says that they went in the reverse. They went from Moisera to Be'eroiz B'nei Yakon. Why does the Pasuk say, from Be'eris B'nei Yakon to Moisera over here? And third of all, how can the Pasuk say over here that in Moisera, Mes Aharon and Aaron died, when we know from Parshas Chukas that Aaron died in Har Hahar? Therefore Rashi answers that when Aharon died in Har Hahar, many unfortunate events took place after that. When Aaron died, Klal Yisrael lost the Anani HaKavod. And when Amalek saw that Klal Yisrael did not have the Anani HaKavod, Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, and that brought about a tremendous fear in Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael grouped together and decided that they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, and they actually went back 8 masois, 8 journeys toward Mitzrayim, all the way back to the place called Moisera. And when the Levium saw this, they were very upset, and they tried to persuade Klal Yisrael to come back. And a war erupted between Klal Yisrael and the Levium, causing many casualties on both sides. And when Klal Yisrael saw that through the Misa of Aharon so many bad things happened, Aaron's death caused the Anani HaKavod to go away, which caused Amalek to attack them, which caused them to go back 8 masois, which caused a war between the Levium and Klal Yisrael, they mourned a tremendous mourning over Aharon at that time. And in Moisera, they had this Avelos for Aharon. With this, it has answered two of our questions. First of all, why does the Pasuk say that Klal Yisrael traveled from Be'eris Bnei Yakon to Maisera when they actually traveled the other way from Maisera to Be'eris Bnei Yakon? The Pasuk over here is telling us the direction that Klal Yisrael went when they were going backwards, when they were going back to Mitzrayim. And when they were heading backwards, they traveled from Be'eris Bnei Yakon to Maisera. It was only when they were going the first time that they went from Maisera to Bnei Yakon. However, when they were going in reverse, they went from Bnei Yakon to Maisera. And secondly, why does it say that in Maisera Aharon died, when Aharon actually died in Har Hahar? The answer to that is, because of course Aharon died in Har Hahar. However, the Pasuk is telling us that it was as if Aharon died in Maisera because of this Avelus that they made in Maisera over Aharon. And concerning the third question, why this Parsha is placed over here, Rashi tells us because the Torah wanted to place the Misa of Aharon next to the Parsha of the Shivrei Luchais, to tell us that the Misa of Tzadikim is difficult before Hashem, like the day that the Luchais were broken. And also the Torah wanted to tell us that the day that Klal Yisrael grouped together and went backwards toward Mitzrayim was difficult for Hashem, like the day that Klal Yisrael made the Egel. That is why these two parashiyos are placed next to each other. And the Pasuk now returns to the topic of the Egel, and the Pasuk says, Bo'esahi, at that time when Klal Yisrael made the Egel, and the Levim did not get involved with making the Egel, Hivdil Hashem es Shevet Levi. In reward for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Shevet Levi, Loses es Aron Brus Hashem, to carry the Aron. The Levim carried the Aron as a reward for not getting involved with the Egel. La'amoid lefnei Hashem l'shorsei u'levorach b'shmoi, to stand before Hashem to serve Him and to bench in His name ad hayom hazeh, to this day. This is referring to the Kahanim that received as a reward for not getting involved with the Avera of the Egel. They were zeicha to be the ones to bench Klal Yisrael by duchening, by nesias kapayim. Al Kain, because of this, because Shevet Levi is busy doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, lehoya lelevi chelik v'nachla im echov, Shevet Levi did not receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael, because they do not have time to be busy plowing and planting the land. They are busy in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem hu nachalosoi, therefore Hashem will be their nachalo, kasher diba Hashem alekech aloi, like Hashem, your God, spoke about them. Which means they will receive their portion in a way that will not disturb them doing the Avodah. They will receive the Trumais and Maisrois from the Bnei Yisrael. And that is what the Pasuk means, Hashem hu nachalosoi, they will receive a pras mezuman mi beis hamelech, a prepared matonos directly from Hashem, referring to the Trumais and Maisrois that the Bnei Yisrael give them. And now the Pasuk goes back to what it says in Pasuk Gimel, that Moshe went up to Har Sinai for a third time, as the Pasuk says, Va'al Hohoro, and I went up to the mountain. However, over there it does not say how long and for how many days Moshe went up to the mountain. Therefore the Pasuk says, now in Pasuk Yud, Va'anoichi Omadati Bahor, and I stood by the mountain, Kayomim Harishonim, like the first days, Arboim Yoim Va'arboim Laila, for 40 days and 40 nights. This third time that Moshe went up to Har Sinai was also for 40 days and 40 nights. And since the Pasuk does not say, Va'onoichi omadati bahor korishoina, but rather it says, Kayomim harishoinim, we therefore learn that there is a comparison between these last 40 days and the first 40 days. Just like the first 40 days were beratzoin with goodwill, because they were before the Avera of the Egel, because the Egel was made at the end of the 40 days. So too were the last 40 days beratzon with goodwill, even though they were after the Avera of the Egel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. Vayishma Hashem Eli gam bapam ahi, and Hashem listened to my tefillos also this time. Le'ova Hashem hashchisecho, Hashem did not want any more to destroy you. And we see that Hashem listened to Moshe three times, because at the end of the first 40 days, Moshe heard that Klal Yisrael made the Egel, and Moshe, even before coming down from the mountain, davened the tefillah of Vayechal. And Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael then, as the Pasuk says, Vayinochim Hashem al Oro asher diber lasois la'amoy. And then there was a second forgiveness during the middle 40 days where Moshe davened again, as the Pasuk says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yutes, Vayishma Hashem Eli gam bapam ahi, Hashem listened to me even that time, not only by the tefillah of Vayechal, but also by the tefillahs during the middle 40 days. Now the Pasuk is telling us that Moshe davened again during the last 40 days, Vayishma Hashem Eli gam bapam ahi, and Hashem listened to me also that time. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, Kum, get up, Lech Lamasa Lefnei Om, go and travel before the nation. even though they sinned, I forgive them, and you should lead them again. And they will come and take possession of the land that I swore to their fathers to give to them. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Posik Aleph, Bo'esahi at that time. What does it mean at that time? L'soif mem yoim, at the end of the middle 40 days, which was on Choftes Av, on the 29th day of Av, Nisratali, Hashem forgave me, va'omarli, and he said to me, P'solacha, form for yourself new luchos. Va'acharkach va'osisa oren. Form the luchos first, go up on top of the mountain, and when you come down, you should make the oren of eitz. Va'ani osisi, however, I did differently. I made the oren tchila, I made the oren first before I went up on the mountain. Shekisha avoy, because when I come down, va'haluchos biyadi, and the luchos are in my hand, heichon etnam, where will I place these luchos? So it must be that Hashem wanted me to make the oren first before I go up on the mountain. This way, when I come down from the mountain with the luchos, I will have a place to put these luchos in. V'loizehu ha'oren she'asa Betzalel. And this oren that Moshe made is not the same oren that Betzalel made. Shehari mishkon le'nisasku boy ad la'achar yom ha'kippurim. Because Klal Yisrael were not busy with the mishkon until after Yom Kippur. Ki beriditam min ahar, when Moshe came down from Har Sinai, tzivu lohem al hamlechas ha'mishkon, that is when he commanded them about making the mishkon. After he came down from the mountain on Yom Kippur, that's when he started commanding them about the mishkon. Ubetzalel also es ha'mishkon tchila, and Betzalel made the actual mishkon first, va'achar kach oren v'kelim, and afterwards the oren and the kelim. Nimset comes out, ze oren acher. This has to be a different oren, because this oren was made on Choftes Av, on the 29th day of Av. However, the Oren that Betzalel made was made after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when he first started to construct the actual Mishkan, and then he made the Oren. So it must be that this Oren was a different Oren. V'zehu shehayu yotzei imohem l'melchama, and this Oren used to go out to war with Klal Yisrael. And inside this Oren were the Shivrei Luchais, the broken Luchais. V'oisai she'osa Betzalel, and the Oren that Betzalel made, lo yotzei l'melchama, it did not go with them to war. Ela bimei Eli, it was only in the time of Eli that they took this Oren out to war with them, Venenchu Olav, and they were punished because of it, Venishba, and the Oren was captured. Zakt Rashi, Uvenei Yisrael Nasa Umi Be'eris Bnei Yakon Moisera, Klal Yisrael traveled from Be'eris Bnei Yakon to Moisera. Frekt Rashi, Ma'in Zelikan, what is the connection between this pasuk and the previous topic, the topic of the Egel? V'oid, and secondly, V'chimi Be'eris Bnei Yakon Nasu L'Moisera, was it from Be'eris Bnei Yakon that they traveled to Moisera? Mahaloimi Moiserois Ba'ula Bnei Yakon. It was from Moisera that they went to Bnei Yakon. Shnema, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Masei, Vayisumi Moiserois, and they traveled from Moiserois and they came to Bnei Yakon. Va'od, and third of all, Shomei Saharan, was it there in Moisera that Aharon died? Vahaloi Bahorahor Mace. Didn't Aharon die in Ahorahor? Seva Chashoev, go and count Vatimsa, and you will find Shmoina Masois, that there were 8 journeys. Mi Moisera la Har Har, from Moisera to Har Har. So if Aaron died in Har Har, how can the Pasuk say that he died in Moisera 8 journeys away? Therefore Rashi answers, Ella only Avsu Mina Techacha, this is also part of Moshe's rebuke. Va'oida Sisem Zois, you Klal Yisrael did this also. Kishemes Aaron Bahar Har, when Aaron died at Har Har, L'Seif Arbar Mishana, at the end of the 40th year that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, Vinistalku Anani HaKavoy, and because of the death of Aharon, da Anani HaKavoy departed from Klal Yisrael, V'yereisem Lochem Mimlechemes Melech Arad, and you became afraid because of the war against the king of Arad, which was Amalek. Vinesatem Roish Lachso L'Mitzrayim, and you appointed a leader to go back to Mitzrayim. V'chazartem La'acharechem Shmon Masois, and you went backwards 8 journeys, Ad Bnei Yakon, until Bnei Yakon, Umisham leMaisera, and from there to Maisera. Sham nilchamu bachem bnei Levi, where over there, Shevet Levi had a war against you. Vahorgu mikem, and they killed people of you. Va'ata mehem, and you killed people of them. Ad sheichziru eschem b'derech hazaraschem, until they returned you back on your way, and you went back in the direction that you were going. Umisham chazartem hagudgoide, and from there you went to Gudgoy. Hu chor hagidgod, that is chor hagidgod mentioned in Parshas Maaseh. Umin ha'gudgoido, you went to Yodvasa. Uve Moisera asisem ovel koved al misosa shel Aharon. And in Moisera you made a heavy mourning over the death of Aharon, shegormo lochem zois, that caused all these bad things to happen. Because it was the death of Aharon that caused the Anani ha'koved to depart, which caused Amalek to attack, which caused Klal Yisrael to go back 8 masois, which caused the fight and the war between Levi and Klal Yisrael. V'nidma lochem, and it seemed to you ki'ilu meisham, as if Aaron died over there, since you made an ovel, a mourning for Aaron over there. And that is why the pasuk says that it was in Moisera and not Hor that Aaron died. V'samach Moshe techacha zu l'shviras haluchos, and Moshe placed this rebuke near the breaking of the luchos. Loimar, to tell you, shekosho misoson shel tzadikim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the death of tzaddikim is difficult before Hashem, ki yom shenishtabu by haluchos, like the day that the luchos were broken. Ulohodiacha, and also to inform you, shehukshaloi, that it was difficult for Hashem, masha umru, this that Klal Yisrael said, nitna roish, let us appoint the leader, lifroish mimenu, to separate themselves from Hashem, ki yom sheosobois ha'egel, like the day that they made the egel. The day that they said, let us appoint a leader and go back to Mitzrayim, was as difficult for Hashem as the day that they made the Egel. Zok Rashi, Bo'isahi, at that time, Hivdol Hashem, Hashem separated Shevet Levi. Moisev Le'inyin Harishon, this is going back to the first topic, back to the topic of the Egel. Bo'isahi, at that time, B'shana Harishon, Oletzeischem, Mitzrayim, in the first year from your going out of Mitzrayim, Uto Isem Ba'egel, and you made a mistake, you Klal Yisrael made a mistake, and made the Egel. Ubnei Levi Loitau. However, Shevet Levi did not make that mistake. They were not involved in the Avera of the Egel. And therefore, there was Zeicha that Hevdilam Hamokon Mikem, Hashem separated them from you, and they were Zeicha to carry the Oren. Mesamach Mikwazel Chazoros Bnei Yakon, and this pasuk was placed next to the pasuk that discusses Klal Yisrael returning and going back 8 Masois to Bnei Yakon. Loimar, to say, Sha'af Bezu Loitou Ba Bnei Levi, even in this Avera of returning the 8 Masois, the Bnei Levi were not involved. Ela Amdu Be'emunason, they stood in their Emuna and they did not get involved with the Avera of Klal Yisrael. Lo Seis Es Oren HaLevi'im, who were the ones who carried the Oren? The Levi'im. La'amoid lefnei Hashem l'shorosoi, to stand before Hashem to serve him ulevorech b'shmoi, and to bench in his name. That is referring to hakoyhanim the kahanim v'hu nesias kapayim, and this is the kahanim who duchin, who raise their hands and bench Klal Yisrael. Al kain, therefore, lo hayo l'levi chelek, Shevet Levi did not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, lefi shehuvdolu la'avodis mizbeach, since they were separated to do the avoda of the mizbeach, ve'enam penuyim l'charosh v'lizroya, and they are not free to plow and plant the land, therefore they did not get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but rather Hashem hu nachalosoi, Hashem is their nachlo, noitel pras mizumer mibeis hamelech, they take a designated present from the house of Hashem, which means Hashem himself gives them a special matana, which is the trumois and maestros. Zot Rashi, va'anoichi amarati bahor, and I stood by the mountain, lekabel haluchos harachronos, to receive the second luchos. Ulefi shalai pirish lamala, since the pasuk did not say earlier, kama omar bahor ba'aliyah achrono, how long Moshe stayed in the mountain, by this last aliyah, therefore the pasuk goes back on this topic and tells us now that he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights. Kayomim horishonim, like the first days. Sheluchos horishonos, like the first days when he received the first luchos. Mahim baratzoin, just like those first 40 days were with goodwill, because they did not do the egel yet. Af elu baratzoin, so too were these last 40 days baratzoin, with goodwill, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. Aval ha'emtsoyim, however, the middle 40 days, shamadati sham lispalal aleichem, when I stood over there to daven for you, hayu bakas, they were with anger. Zok Rashi, vayomer Hashem elai, and Hashem said to me, af al pi shesarte me'acharov, even though you turned away from Hashem, v'to isem bo egel, and you made a mistake and did the egel, omar li, Hashem said to me, leich necheyes ha'om, go lead the nation, because I forgive Klal Yisrael.